Okay. Hello. In today's podcast, we will discuss The Chosen, a television drama based on the life of Jesus of Nazareth, created and directed and co-written by the American filmmaker Dallas Jenkins. And today we have Elle and Eve. And okay, I'm sorry about that. We did say that, you know, in these podcasts there will be laughter, tears maybe, we don't know, we haven't gotten that far yet. So now if you want to start us off with a prayer.
Okay, let's see. Heavenly Father, we believe and trust your word. We want to grow in you more each day and to understand your promises for us. We commit our time together to you and ask that you heal and restore us as we dive into your word. We want a deeper faith. We want to meet with you and know you better. So today we say yes to what you want to show us as we read scripture. Amen.
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 Okay, now, Elle, if you want to start sharing what your experience was when you watched the TV series The Chosen, and any particular episodes that you found that really moved you and that you would want to recommend to others, maybe a little bit about The Chosen also.
Well, The Chosen, what I love of, I've seen a lot of Jesus and Christian and movies and they're not very, you know, some of them are okay. And maybe one or two have been really good, but the difference with Chosen and what I liked about it is how they portrayed Jesus, because he wasn't just very serious and quiet. He's actually very, very humble, very down to earth. You know, he smiles, he's very friendly, and he shows a lot of all different emotions. And to me, that was like a Jesus that's approachable. And so that was one of the things that really turned me on The Chosen and kind of held me captive, because once I started one show, then I couldn't wait. I mean, I binged all of them and I couldn't wait to see a new episode. But the one that stood out to me the most, I want to say, was season one, episode 7, called The Invitation. And it's with the conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus. And Nicodemus had just tried to perform an exorcism on Mary Magdalene, but wasn't able to. He failed. And when I went back to review it for this podcast, he tells Jesus that when he saw Mary Magdalene, that he knew that he couldn't help her, that only God could help her, and that he felt like he had failed. And then that he, when people asked him what happened, that he said, "I can't help her, only God can help her." He goes, "And then I saw her and she was healed. And now here you are in front of me." So I thought that stood out to me, because he had tried to help Mary Magdalene, and him being a priest, and then, but he felt like he failed because he wasn't able to help her, and that he felt that only God could help her. But then there, you know, but then he saw her healed, and then he met Jesus. So I think that's kind of like the journey that we're on right now, where we were trying to help someone and then we felt like we failed. But then now we're seeing improvement and we're seeing change, and that has shown us Jesus. So I thought that was, and that was every time I could watch that episode 100 times and I would catch something new every time. So It was that one. And then season two, episode two, I Saw You. And that was when they bring on Nathan. Is it Nathan or Nathaniel?
Nathaniel.
Yeah. The architect, and, right?
Yes, the architect. Yes. Mm-hmm. And the episode is called I Saw You. And then in the, when he meets Jesus, he asks Jesus, how do you know me? And then Jesus tells him, when you were at your lowest moment, I saw you under the fig tree. So, and earlier in the episode, they showed where Nathaniel was under the fig tree and he was at a very low moment and he thought he was alone. But Jesus tells him, I saw you under the fig tree. So I thought that was a great reminder, because I think we all feel like Nathaniel did that time under the fig tree, like we were alone and, you know, we don't see a way out and we don't see God or we don't hear God. And yet Jesus tells him, I saw you when you were at your lowest moment. So those are, I mean, I love all of them, but those have been two that have stuck with me.
And E, do you have any favorites?
Oh, absolutely. I think season one, episode one, with Mary Magdalene. Mm-hmm. And I actually watched the very ending right before this podcast. I just love when he calls her and she turns around. And I think for me, going through that dark moment, I can relate with her, because, you know, you have all these anxieties and all of this stuff and you feel alone and you feel not worthy and who's going to save me, and you're alone and there's no one there except for him. And he lights that path and it's like, wow, you know, I see it and I'm like, that's me. That's me. So I relate to her a lot. Another episode that I loved, oh, I can't remember if it was season one, towards the end, when, one of the men comes to their camp and he has a demon in him, and she sees that and it kind of takes her back and she feels unworthy again and she actually runs away. And I kind of relate to her with that. You know, every time I do something and I'm like, oh no, I'm not worthy, I'm going to fail God, you know, I'm not going to be forgiven again. And they bring her back to camp and he hugs her and just comforts her like, you're forgiven. Don't feel like that. I love that moment with him and her. And I just can't wait to hug him too. I feel
right.
Like.
Right. And because like she has like she has like a relapse, right? Yes. Yes. And then he goes looking for her. He sends the disciples to go look. Yeah. To go look for her and find her. Yes.
I love that. And mm-hmm. I'm going to piggyback on you, Elle, with Nathaniel. I think that episode is very touching. It kind of tells you, no matter where you're at, even in your darkest moment, he sees you and you're mm-hmm. not alone, you know. And sometimes at your brokest moment is when he shines the brightest for you to pull you out of that darkness or down at the bottom. And I think in the Bible, you know, Tony has hope words, and it says that God does his best work when you're down at the bottom, when you're broken,
right?
So those two episodes, they're broken in different ways. I think Mary Magdalene with the demons that she possessed her with, seven demons, I believe. And Nathaniel felt unworthy. You know, the building fell. I can't remember if it killed somebody, but he got fired too, I think.
Right.
He just felt like a failure. Like, I did this for you and look what happened. So uh-huh. I think they're broken in different ways, uh-huh. but God got them, redeemed them, and helped them. Yes. So I love those two episodes the best.
And it's like God saying, you thought that's what you're supposed to be doing, is building these big, you know, architectural monuments or, you know, buildings. And when in reality, I wanted you for this reason. I wanted you to build stuff for me. So it goes to show you, you know, your career or the path that you're taking, even though you want it so much or you think that this is it, it sometimes isn't. It is maybe in the same way that he is building, but he's building other stuff for a bigger purpose.
Right. Yeah. Because then he goes and he I think it's not John. I forget what disciple goes and looks for.
For Nathaniel.
For Nathaniel. Yes, it's a Philip, and he tells him, when you meet this guy, you know, when you
you'll
meet
know.
Jesus, you're not, you'll know. And sure enough, as soon as he meets him.
And doesn't Jesus tell him, I think that he will see like the angels coming up and down, like in the Bible where Jacob sees him.
Yes, he says, you will see the angels ascending and descending.
Yes.
Yes, because he tells them, is that all it took for me to tell you that I saw you under the tree? And he tells them, you're going to see greater things than that. You're going to see the angels ascending and descending. So, that was a very touching. Like I said, all the episodes, like there's something in them that you can relate to. You know, all the stories are very, very good. And and I just love the way they portray Jesus, like very like a brother, you know, like just the friend that everybody needs.
Yeah.
And the one that you both mentioned, the I Have Called You by Name episode, he calls her by her true name, not by
Mary Magdalene, but she was known as Lilith.
Yeah, so he doesn't call her Lilith. He calls her by her true name, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was neat. Mine were with Eve. Did you have any other ones?
All great, but I think we've been seeing this portrayal of Jesus one way, but. You know, I think me and Elle talked about, we loved the episode with the kids because it kind of.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Sight of him too. And, you know, Elle always tells me, I think everybody, and I think Jesus says it too, like everyone should come to him as a child, you know, because they have such innocent minds. And let's not forget about that episode. I think that's one of the greatest episodes as well. Because he's so playful with them, and I just loved how they followed him, and we all should be like that, innocent, like with our eyes just wide open for him. That's a great portrayal,
and ready to learn and to ask questions, you know, not afraid to ask him anything, because I really think that he loves that when we can come to him in that way, like children, and just come to him just open and free and not worrying about anything, and just ask him whatever it is we want to ask him. And in the episode with Nicodemus, he tells him, I can't believe you're here. I have so many questions. And Jesus kind of grins a little bit, and he's like, well, ask away, you know? And so,
like a child.
He was excited, and like, he couldn't wait. Like, he didn't even know where to begin. But Jesus was ready to answer him, like, well, and Jesus already knows what we're going to ask him. So it's not, you know, we shouldn't be afraid. We should be, I wish it was easier to come to him, you know, because sometimes I think we doubt ourselves, or we think we can't, or we're in trouble, or afraid of what he might say. But no, it's I think that's a very, very good one, Yvette.
And it just shows, arms open always. Come to me. His arms are always open.
Exactly. Yep.
I like the episode with Nicodemus too, when Jesus says that he was so close, and then Nicodemus is in the back crying because he knows that he let the distraction or his wife pressuring him to, you know, to leave from him going and traveling or pursuing Jesus. He knew that he made such a big mistake in that part. Do you remember that part?
Yes, where he doesn't, he tells him, you were so close, because the name of that episode is Invitation, because Jesus invites him to follow him and to go with him and the other disciples, and he doesn't. He decides to stay, and he stays because he's the high priest, and he has, you know, people that are that he's already preaching to and teaching and doing all those things, and he doesn't want to leave any of that behind. So he makes a decision to stay.
Mm-hmm. And then the other two, the ones that I liked also, was when Jesus was sitting in front of the Roman leader, and And the Roman leader was asking him questions. Jesus just like sat back and was just like, you know, yeah, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to listen to you. But almost like he, I don't know. It's just that.
Like it didn't faze him or anything.
It didn't faze him.
Yeah. He's sitting there and he's like letting them talk and letting them. Cause who was it? It's the Roman, right? It's
the Roman leader. Soldiers. Yes. And the Roman leader soldier. Was treating him like, you know, a toy, like, you know, oh, you know, yeah.
Mocking him and
mocking him.
Yes.
And he's like, you don't know who I am, who's sitting in front of you, but it's like, okay. I'm gonna let you ask these questions. And even at some points in there, he looked at him like, you know, like, man, you're hurt you.
You know, because he doesn't react. He's just listening to him and watching, letting him finish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's very serious. He lets him finish and then he mm-hmm. gets up and he leaves. Very like respectful through the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And that's it's hard to do that.
Yeah, because he was going to torture him. So you're sitting in front of this guy who's going to order, you know, who's going to be torturing you. And maybe even one of the guys that hurts him in some way. You're just sitting there. Well, I guess this goes with like our own personal lives. You're sitting there, you know, in front of a person who's hurt you so much, and you know the right thing to do is like, you know, suck it up, you know, and just it's not the time to say anything, and you got to give it to God, right, for him to be the judge and him to take over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the last one is Mary Magdalene when she's in front of. She's talking to Rima. They're in the tents, and then she's got her little bag that she carries, and Rima's telling her, you know, I don't know if I can take this anymore. This, you know, packing up and going from one place to the next. You know, how do you do it, Mary Magdalene? And Mary Magdalene says, you know, I've learned to travel light. I just learned to travel light because, you know, we just with Jesus, we just pick up and go. He says to go over here. No questions asked, we just go. And it reminded me of that time Elle told me, you know, we were on a trip. We rented this house, which wasn't really, we call it the scary house or the haunted house. But I always overpack so much stuff. And we wanted just to get out of there. And she's like, you need to start traveling light. Remember that?
I know, because I show up with like a small duffel bag, right? And I'm packed for me and my daughter, and that's all I have is like that one bag. And then I get there, and she has like half of her house with her. And I'm like, you really need to.
And we needed to get out of there.
Travel
fast.
Light. Yeah, so
there's a point, and they're like, you gotta, you know, you just pack what you need, and you be ready to move. And we were ready to move to get out of there like fast. And it's like it took us.
It was like
time.
Moving out.
Yeah.
Like moving out of her house. She had so much stuff, and how she fit it into her small car, I don't know. I think I ended up taking some of it because it didn't fit.
Yeah. Oh, did say. But that was that was something that I needed to learn, and it stuck with me with seeing Mary Magdalene. It's like you have to be ready to move when God says to move. These are all material things that you don't need. You don't need them. God will provide.
Right.
You just need what can fit in a small bag. That was one. And then be ready to move. Stuck with me because He will move you. Once it's the right time, you like it'll take off, or He'll move you from one place to another.
Right.
And so that was
and not to get attached to things either, you know, because like Nicodemus, that affected him too, because he was attached to his life and what he was doing. Mm-hmm. And he had an opportunity to leave with and follow Jesus, and he didn't take it. And how many of us, you know, have been faced with that? And we decide to stay where we are, you know,
because it's comfortable, right?
Right. Because it's comfortable, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to give up the material things too. And Nicodemus looked like he was living well. Even the Roman leader said, you know, it looks like you're living well here.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to leave all that behind. You know, he was an older man and he didn't want to leave that behind, even though he knew. And I think you could see the anguish in his pain, you know, that he knew what he was doing. It's kind of like what we've been talking about, right? You know, here's the judgment. What are you going to do? You know?
Right. You have the truth. in front of you, and then you have to choose. And what, you know, what are you going to do with that truth? Are you going to stay where you are, or are you going to move? And I think that, I think we faced that truth many times before. We just weren't seeing it, and we were choosing to move backwards or stay where we were, or move sideways instead of moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Forward into bigger and greater things, because, you know, maybe there was nothing wrong with Nicodemus and where he was at and what he was doing. But when you're presented with something greater, to miss that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And I think that's what he calls all of us to do in our journey is to follow him on this path. But many times, it's like the ones like those older, we were just discussing this too, the ones that want to retire and just, you know, sit around and just enjoy life on the beach or just do nothing. And it's like, that's not what you were called here to do. And maybe sometimes it's those people that live for a very, very long time, because you're not doing, is not, God didn't ask for you, didn't bring you into this world, sent his son to die for you just so you can sit by the beach and, you know,
and enjoy and
do nothing for the rest of your life. No. And now we know, but before we probably would have followed that path. But now it's like, okay, well, what's next? What's the next thing that God wants us to do?
Yeah, because I mean, he blesses us and he wants us to be a blessing to others.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to follow that path, be obedient. Right.
Be obedient.
And there's so much work to do.
That's what I was gonna say. Yep, there's so many he wants us to lead, and you see it. You see them coming up to you, you know. Left and right, you finish with one, and then here comes another one.
Mm-hmm.
Never ending. Yes. Yeah. Always have to be on your toes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so that's The Chosen. It's a great series. They're getting ready to come out with their third season. I think this fall, right? I think that's when they said. So you can find the link on our website. We definitely recommend it. And right now we'll have Eve closes in prayer, but our next podcast is going to be on Lisa Turkhurst. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correct. And her book, It's Not Supposed to Be This Way, Finding Unexpected Strength When Disappointments Leave You Shattered. And it's such a great book. So we'll talk about that in the next podcast and tell you a little bit about it and how it helped each one of us. Okay, Eve, do you want to close us in prayer?
Yes, I do. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us unconditionally, even though we don't deserve it. Thank you for giving up your only son to show us what a true sacrifice is and allowing us through Jesus Christ to have full access to you. Continue to show us the way to not only love, but to forgive like Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody. Good night. One second. Sorry, I'm still recording.